Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to meet the folks from Green Care for Troops, and we'll get an update from the United Heroes League. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
The Minnesota National Guard operates throughout our great state of Minnesota. One of our organizational priorities is to continually optimize the physical capabilities at each of these locations. I'm proud to say we're doing a great job. As part of the AmeriCorps program, we have a Minnesota Green Corps Energy Conservation member working with our National Guard. Our Green Corps member is educating our team about the state's buildings, benchmarks, and beyond database. The Minnesota National Guard is taking deliberate efforts to reduce energy consumption, manage our natural resources, and to minimize waste. These efforts are essential toward our ability to sustain our capabilities in the future and in remaining good stewards of our limited resources.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Project Evergreen's Green Care for Troops and Snow Care for Troops programs provide complimentary lawn and landscape services and snow and ice removal services for the families of currently deployed military personnel and post-9/11 disabled veterans with a service-connected disability. And here to tell us all about that program is Den Gardner. Den, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Glad to be here, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Den, I understand you hail from just south of the Twin Cities.
New Prague, just about 45 minutes from downtown Minneapolis or St. Paul. Been down there for 25 years.
So you're down there with one of the radio stations as part of the Minnesota Military Radio Network, Tom Gitzinger and his stations.
You bet. KCHK has been there forever down in New Prague, and people listen to it all the time. So it's a thrill to know that they're part of the network.
I'll bet it's a great community to live in.
It is. Been there for 25 years.
Now, Dan, I understand you were instrumental in helping start something that was called Project Evergreen. Can you tell us where the idea came from and how it came about?
Well, I sure can. About 13 years ago, I and a bunch of people literally sat down around a table and said it was time consumers better understood how important it was to have maintained green spaces, whether that was a golf course or a home lawn or a sports park or whatever it might happen to be. So the whole idea behind Project Evergreen was to improve communities and people's lives, like one yard, one field, and one green space at a time. So when we started the organization, and over the years, the organization basically does two different things. It's got two programs. One is Green Care for Troops and Snow Care for Troops, and I'll tell you that connection later. And the second is something called Healthy Turf, Healthy Kids. And that's a program of Project Evergreen where we take inner city parks and clean them up and refurbish them and put them in great working order so kids can play on them in cities all around the country. And so that's part. Green Care for Troops is the second part of Project Evergreen.
So when you first started this, did you have deployed troops in mind?
We did. And the whole idea behind Green Care for Troops was that we wanted to do something to help military families where the major breadwinner was deployed, man or woman. And so that idea was to find volunteers that would help them and do their lawn for them and do other services around their homes. And then about 3 years ago, we got involved with disabled veterans post-9/11 as well.
So, Den, when did you decide you wanted this to be a nationwide effort?
Well, almost from the start. And even though the program started in Minnesota, a lawn care guy in Cleveland, Ohio, said that he was helping a couple of families that had the major breadwinner deployed. And he said, gosh, maybe we could do this on a national level. What do you think? And so I said, well, we won't know unless we try. So
here, you started big.
Yeah, exactly. And 11 years later, there's 11,000 military families in the database around the country. There's about 6,000 volunteers. It's just an amazing program and one that we're just proud to play a small role in a military family's life.
We're speaking with Den Gardner from Project Evergreen on Minnesota Military Radio. Den, your website is projectevergreen.org, and the two parts of the program that pertain to our deployed troops are Green Care for Troops and Snow Care for Troops. Let's talk about the Green Care first.
Well, very simple. If you're a military family and you need assistance while the man or the woman in the family is deployed, go to the website, projectevergreen.org, click on the Green Care for Troops program, and you fill out a form, and that's virtually all you do. It shouldn't take you more than about 10 minutes. Then what happens is in the database, we look and see if there's a volunteer in that area within maybe an hour radius of where that family lives. And then that volunteer and that military family simply are matched together. And at that point, because of privacy concerns, we step away. We basically tell the military family and the volunteer who they are. They contact each other and work out a program of lawn care while the major breadwinner is serving overseas or somewhere else in the country.
Now, Dan, the whole theory there was that if we've got one spouse deployed and another spouse home with the kids, there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done, and taking care of the lawn and trimming the bushes and all the rest of that stuff kind of gets neglected a little bit. And if there's a way we can help those families, like the Yellow Ribbon programs here in Minnesota, then the whole idea there was to find volunteers, be they commercial volunteers or individuals,
yeah,
that might step up and help mow the lawn and take care of the yard while that service member is deployed.
That's exactly how the program works. And the vast majority of the people who are doing the volunteer work are professionals. They're people who do lawn care and landscape maintenance for a living. And so they literally take volunteer time out of meeting the needs of their regular paying customers and take care of that military family during the entire deployment. With the 9/11 veterans who are disabled, it's a program of up to 2 years. But if a military family has someone deployed, they will take care of that lawn during the entire time of the deployment. So it's an amazing amount of work that these people do for the military families, and we're just thrilled to play a small role as part of this.
Now, Dan, this might have started out small, but you've been doing this for 13 years now. How do you manage it all across the nation?
Well, you know what? It's pretty amazing. And there's the staff of Project Evergreen is only three people, and there's only one person that spends their time working every day doing this match. Because what I neglected to tell you is if there isn't a match of a volunteer to a military family, then someone in the Project Evergreen office who works on Green Care for Troops will literally try to find a volunteer by looking through Yellow Pages, finding a local, other opportunities with maybe a local military organization to see how we can find a match. So it's an amazing amount of work done by virtually one person.
Now, how is ProjectEvergreen.org organized? What kind of, is it a charitable organization?
It's a 501c3, a nonprofit organization that, again, as we talked earlier, started in Minnesota. And I served as the executive director for 7-8 years, and then I stepped down. So I just serve on the board now. And when I stepped down as executive director, the office was moved to Cleveland, Ohio, where the current executive director was living at the time. But the organization itself has basically the equivalent of a two-person staff. So it's very small. It's not like the United Way or many other large organizations. And so so anything we can do to help this program and obviously raise funds to help and serve the military, we're going to do what we're going to do.
Now, this has to be pretty much a virtual organization. Everybody's probably working from their home. But you have to have some costs involved because you have to get on the computer, you have to use the internet, you have to maintain a website.
Yep.
So do you take donations to help with some of those costs?
We do, and obviously, like many 501c3 organizations, go to the website, which you mentioned earlier, projectevergreen.org, and find that donate button and click on it and make a contribution to the organization.
Dan, we're just about out of time for this segment. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about both sides of it, what you do for the military for in the summertime and the wintertime, and a little bit about how you're organized, and you've got an event coming up. So we're speaking with Dan Gardner from Green Care for Troops on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Remember when you'd head to the Excelsior Dance Hall on a Saturday night to see your favorite band? You can relive those days Saturday evening, September 9th at 6 o'clock in Delano's Riverfront Park as three local musical favorites take the stage in the Green Care for Troops Delano American Legion's Band Blitz. The Delano River Band, Delano 6, and Little Chicago will stage a fundraising evening of 60s and 70s rock and pop music, and the winners will be the Delano American Legion and Green Care for Troops, a group that provides complimentary lawn and snow removal services for the families of deployed military personnel and post-9/11 disabled veterans. Gather your friends for an evening of food, fun, and great music to help those who have served our country with honor. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door. For more information, check out our website at bandblitz.net. That's bandblitz.net. The Green Care for Troops Delano American Legion's Band Blitz, Saturday, September 9th at Delano's Riverfront Park. Showtime is 6 o'clock. Memories are for a lifetime.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we've been talking to Den Gardner, who is the founder of Project Evergreen's Green Care for Troops and Snow Care for Troops, and they provide complimentary lawn and landscape services and snow and ice removal services for families of currently deployed military personnel and post-9/11 disabled veterans with a service-connected disability. Den, sounds like we just heard about an event coming up later on or early in September, and information for that can be found at bandblitz.net or at your website, projectevergreen.org, and we'll get into some details on that a little bit later. But I want to dig in here now a little bit. We've talked about Green Care for Troops, and the idea there is to provide some lawn and bushes outside care for homes of deployed troops. And then in the wintertime, you've got snow care for troops. What all do you do on the snow care side?
Well, it's very similar to Green Care, except it's snow removal. So a military family that has signed up for either of the programs, if there's a snowstorm, and there's been known to be a snowstorm or two in Minnesota over the years, that they'll go out and do free snow removal, driveway, sidewalk, whatever needs to be done. And so thanks to Toro and Boss, which we all know Toro's based here, that's an overall supporter of the Green Care for Troops and Snow Care for Troops program, we're able to do this service for the military families as well.
Okay, Dan, we've got listeners all over Minnesota and 42 stations, and there's lots of folks out there. And of course, since September 11, 2001, we've had deployments in the numbers of thousands here in Minnesota because our troops do a great job and they go out. But if there's a family out listening in one of those stations and they need some help, they go to projectevergreen.org?
They just go to the website, and they'll be able to click right there on the Green Care, Snow Care for Troops program section of the website, and that's where they go sign up. And as an example, in Minnesota, there's 300 families that have signed up for the program, so it's and that includes statewide. We have plenty of volunteers in Minnesota, so strongly encourage a military family that wants to get involved. It's free. It doesn't cost you a dime, thanks to the lawn and landscape professionals from around Minnesota that have donated their time to do this. And as we spoke earlier, they'll do it for the entire deployment of the man or woman who's away.
So they go to projectevergreen.org and click on, there's a line item there for, I'm a military family, I need help.
Yep.
What if they don't have access to the internet?
Well, they should call. Imagine they all have cell phones or telephones, and just call 888-611-2955, and that's a toll-free number, and that'll get you right to the Project Evergreen and Green Care for Troops office. So that's a very simple process in case you don't have access to the internet.
And then the other side of it is we know that there are hundreds, maybe thousands of landscape and lawn care contractors all over Minnesota.
Yep.
If they want to help and maybe adopt a family or two, how do they do it?
Same way. They just go to the Project Evergreen website, and they click on the Green Care for Troops, No Care for Troops portion of the website, and they have a form that they fill out just like the military family does. And then if a military family is in your local service area, you'll be contacted by Green Care for Troops, and then it's up to you as the landscape contractor, lawn care operator, to get in touch with the military family and put a program together.
So you're just the dating king. They go ahead and sign up and say, I need help, and somebody else says, I will help, and you put them together and you get out of it.
Oh, and it's worked. It's absolutely been a great program over the years, and thousands of military families have been helped.
Now, we know we talked earlier that you have some expenses involved in this because you've got a website you have to maintain. You've got people on the phones. You've got people doing the locating of the lawn care professionals that can adopt it. Individuals could adopt a family and do it too as well. Right?
They could. And it's again, the same process of going on the website and applying to be a volunteer. Be honest, the vast majority of the volunteers are lawn care companies and landscape contractors. But we do have a number of individuals who have called over the years and said they had the ability to be able to mow somebody's lawn and do spring cleanup and things like that. So we've had many, many individuals who have also signed up.
So once again, you're just bringing everybody together. But for our listeners out there, if you believe in this cause and you want to donate to this charitable foundation, a 501c3, they can do that on the website as well.
Absolutely, and we encourage you to do so if you get the chance.
ProjectEvergreen.org. And volunteers, are you looking for some help?
We're always looking for volunteers. I think I stated earlier, there's 6,000 around the country. And in Minnesota, I think right now we have 75 volunteers signed up, but we can always use more. So if you're a landscape contractor, lawn care operator, go to the Project Evergreen website and sign up to be a volunteer if you'd like to help.
So if you're a volunteer, I'm guessing if you've got a military family in Brainerd that wants some help and you don't have a contractor, you use them to go out and try to find somebody that'll take care of them.
That's exactly what we do. If there's nobody in our database as a volunteer, someone, our person on the Project Evergreen staff, we'll go out and look and try to find someone.
We're speaking with Den Gardner about Green Care for Troops on Minnesota Military Radio. Once again, for our military families, if they've got someone deployed, this is a free service.
Absolutely free, complimentary, and we get this question all the time, what do you mean free? And I mean free. So, and many landscape contractors, lawn care guys, they do more than one family. They may do four or five families at one time. It's more common that they're going to do one or two families, but it's amazing the time that they dedicate. They valued over the last 10-plus years that the amount of time and effort and supplies for the military families that they've contributed as volunteers is worth about $8 million.
It's a good job done, Den. And, of course, those lawn contractors have to stay in business, too. So you can always use more of them and spread out the work so that they can do enough work for pay that they can afford to do a few of these on the side, right?
Absolutely. And we can't thank them enough for their service.
Okay, we've just got a few minutes left. You've got an event coming up. Can you tell us about it?
I do. As part of our fundraising efforts, we decided to kind of bring back that sound of the 60s and the old Battle of the Bands back in the early days of Excelsior and other areas around the state where bands would get together and play rock and roll music. And so that's what we're going to do on September 9th in Delano. From 6 to 11 p.m., we're going to have three bands, and they were all mentioned in that spot that you ran. And we thank you for that before we started this segment. And it was it's just going to be a fun evening. There'll be food. There'll be drink. There'll be a program. Congressman Tom Emmer is scheduled to appear. State Rep Joe McDonald. They've both been a great help in getting this program and getting the word out about the program. So they're scheduled to appear. It's going to be an evening. It's going to be a military family that's been helped. We'll be there to talk about it. We'll have volunteers there to talk about it. And if you like 60s and 70s music, then the Delano River Band, the Delano Six, and a band that I play in, Little Chicago, will be part of the evening event. And it's just going to be a great, great time.
So that's September 9th. Delano starts at 6 p.m. Is there a charge to get in?
There is. It's $10 for pre-sales and $15 at the door. And again, going back to Toro for a second, they're donating couple thousand dollars worth of lawn care equipment that we're going to raffle off that night as another way to raise money for the Green Care for Troops program. So free that night. Come on out.
And specifically in Delano, where?
Downtown at Riverfront Park. And Delano's a small town, and it's a relatively small downtown, so you can't miss it once you get to downtown Delano.
Den, great work. You've helped about 11,000 families in the last 13 years. I hope you keep it up. great cause. And for our listeners out there, go to projectevergreen.org. You can learn all about green care for troops and snow care for troops. Den, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tom. Really enjoyed it.
That was Den Gardner from projectevergreen.org. And don't forget, September 9th, go to Delano, Minnesota for that big shindig to help them raise some money and take care of our troops. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to get an update from United Heroes League. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we'll get an update from United Heroes League. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shalito.
America's veterans are some of our nation's bravest, hardest-working men and women. However, it's hard to show them the appreciation they deserve. Back home and out of uniform, they are more camouflaged than ever. Greenlight a Vet is a campaign to establish visible national support for our veterans by changing one light to green. Green is the color of hope, renewal, and well-being. Consider changing one light to green in a visible location on your porch, in your home, or at your office, and keep it glowing every day as a symbol of appreciation and support to our veterans. Then, share your support by taking a picture of your green light and posting it on Twitter using the hashtag GreenLightAVet.
Thank you, Commissioner Shalito. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is Shane Hudella from United Heroes League on Minnesota Military Radio. Shane, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Tom.
Shane, when you were here a couple of years ago, the name of your organization was Defending the Blue Line, and now it's United Heroes League. So we've got a story to tell there, and we've got to find out about some things that really changed. But before we do that, can you share with our listeners, you served about 23 years in the military.
Yeah, just quick background on my military service, 1988. As I was finishing up high school, I joined the Minnesota Army National Guard, went off to boot camp and my job training that summer, and came home and started attending the University of St. Thomas before I was pulled out for Operation Desert Storm back in 1991, and came home, continued to serve in the Guard, did a stint of 6 years on active duty for the Guard as an AGR soldier, and my nonprofit started to grow legs and grow nationally, so I ended up retiring from the Guard in 2012.
And when we're talking about defending the Blue Line, in the spring of 2009, you decided to help military families with the high cost of hockey and to help ensure that children and military members are afforded every opportunity to participate in that great sport. And that's how that started. But it's changed now. What happened?
Well, we had a lot of success, Tom, with the hockey program. It grew bigger than I ever imagined, to the point where it grew outside of Minnesota. And as our pro athlete ambassadors got traded, we suddenly found that we were growing nationally. And then about 2 years ago, it would have been spring of 2015, it kind of dawned on me as the founder that I served with a lot of great men and women during my time in service. And even though hockey is what my personal family is passionate about, I thought a lot of those men and women might be a soccer family, might be a football family, might be a baseball family. So I went to our board and brought the idea to them that we've had success with hockey. Why don't we do it in every sport? And with that, we decided to rebrand the organization as Defending the Blue Line was very hockey specific. And we ended up getting lucky and landing a firm that represents Nike and some other big companies to rebrand us pro bono. And United Heroes League was born to unite our pro athlete base and our supporters with our military families to help keep them healthy and active in sports.
So it's still about helping to ensure the children and military members are afforded opportunities to participate in sports, but now it's all sports.
Absolutely. That was the basis behind defending the blue line, and we just widened the circle to encompass all sports.
So along the way, it sounds like you've gotten a lot of great support and partnership with a lot of these professional athletes, and come across some pretty darn good sponsors as well.
We've been very lucky. And I think part of it is there's no other organization like ours in the United States. A lot of great nonprofits out there doing a lot of great work. We're the only one that's the specifically helping military families with sports, and the pro athlete community has been very generous to us. The pro sports community has been very generous in having our great men and women involved, and they're serving our country, and the great pro sports community behind us has really helped the corporate partnership support as well.
Now, Shane, the last time you were here was several years ago, and it was still a relatively small organization defending the blue line. And I don't think you had any paid employees or anything back then when you were on the show last. How big has it grown, and do you have paid employees now, and are you nationwide?
Well, we've come a long ways. I remember when I went to my wife and told her I was retiring and taking a chance on putting full-time energy into this. And by the way, I don't know if I'm ever going to get paid. And that's a tough sell when you've got four kids.
Let's see. That's back when you were the first sergeant and before you retired in June of 2012?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Did she want to get you out to the VA and get your head checked then?
I believe that was part of the conversation, but she was supportive, and I think she saw the potential with this as well, but it was a huge gamble for me and our family to take the chance. But here we are, and we've made tremendous progress. We have 8 paid employees now. And we've grown into a national program that has boots on the ground in 24 key markets around the United States. And we're doing it at a 90% giving ratio, which is a number that's very important to me and our donors. More and more of our donors and partners are really dialed into how nonprofits spend the revenues that they receive. So very important to me that we continue on
Be efficient.
Yep. You bet.
All your donors love that. We're speaking with Shane Hudella of the United Heroes League on Minnesota Military Radio. So Shane, give me an example. What type of events? How are you helping the military families in these 24 locations?
Well, we've reached about 50,000 of them now from coast to coast, and we do it through 4 main pillars. The first pillar is free sporting equipment for their kids. In hockey, that equipment is very expensive. My 4 boys, 3 of them are goaltenders, and typical equipment for a goalie is around $2,500. So when you look at a younger soldier that's making $30,000 to $40,000 a year, if they have a couple kids in sports, it's expensive. So free equipment. The other one is financial assistance. Military families can receive a grant of up to $500 per child per year from us to help offset the sports fees. We also do a number of high-end skill development camps for kids from coast to coast, and a lot of times we'll integrate pro athletes into those camps. An example would be we've got one coming up a week from now out in L.A. with the L.A. Galaxy, which is a pro soccer team, and we'll have some pro athletes and about 100 kids from March Air Reserve Base at that camp. So we have those 3, and then we also do ticketing for the military families. So before or after deployment, we can send a military family out to a Minnesota Wild game, a Twins game, different markets around the United States, and it's all free as a thanks for their service.
Now, Shane, I understand that you're organized as a 501c3 nonprofit?
Yes.
And when you rebranded to United Heroes League from Defending the Blue Line, I assume you've set up is there a website?
There is. It's unitedheroesleague.org. and folks can hop on that and get a good look at the mission work that we do, our partners, the athletes that are involved. And then one of my favorite parts is some of the special giving and special stories that we do throughout the United States.
So if a military family needs some help with some athletic gear, some sporting gear for their child, can they go on that website as well?
You bet. They can hop on there. There's a benefits tab. They can request whatever sporting equipment they need, and we ship it right to their doorstep.
UnitedHeroesLeague.org.
Yes, sir.
You've come a long way since you were last on the show, Shane. Did you ever dream that this was going to happen?
I had no idea it would get this big. We started out thinking that we'd help a few local Twin Cities military families with hockey, and now we're coast to coast, reaching tens of thousands per year, and it's been pretty neat to be a part of that.
Great work, Shane. We've got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of events coming up for United Heroes League on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been speaking with Shane Hudella from the United Heroes League, which was formerly Defending the Blue Line. Defending the Blue Line was set up in the spring of 2009 to help military families with the high cost of hockey and to help ensure that children and military members are afforded every opportunity to participate in the great sport. Shane then expanded his vision in 2016 and turned Defending the Blue Line into United Heroes League to serve all sports and reach a broader base of military kids across 24 communities all across the United States. Shane, you've come a long way in a short period of time. Are you catching your breath? Are you able to understand everything that you're up to?
It's a work in progress. It's still growing so fast that one of my biggest challenges is controlling that growth and making sure that we have an infrastructure in place to match the benefits that we offer. So 05 every morning I'm in the office and go home about 5:30 every night. So it's a lot of work, but obviously the men and women that we're helping put in a lot of long hours too.
And I assume you're getting lots of support from your wife and your sons.
We do, yeah. It's been a fun journey for the family to come along on as well, and to see it grow and develop into a national organization has been special for them as well.
And learn how to help other people all across the country.
Yeah, and they enjoy it. And to be honest, my boys get a little spoiled too, just in that we deal with so many professional athletes that they've gotten to meet as well when we're out doing mission work, that they think it's a pretty good deal too.
I'll bet they do. Now, Shane, I understand you've got a concert coming up.
We do. We've partnered with the Hastings Rotary and a big show coming up here on August 19th in Hastings. We'll have a fantastic concert right on the waterfront on the Mississippi in downtown Hastings.
And I understand there's also a gala coming up.
We do, September 9th, and what's unique about our gala this year is we're holding it at the Armory at Holman Field in St. Paul. Previously, we've held it at Target Field and Mystic Lake Casino. Wanted to get back to our roots a little bit and hold it at an Armory this year, and always a great time to recognize our Military Child of the Year, our National Service Member of the Year, Corporate Partner of the Year, and all the folks that make our mission possible.
So the retired First Sergeant's going back to the Armory. And you've still got the First Sergeant haircut.
I can't get away. I still go to Ripley once or twice a year as well.
That's great stuff. Now, when you changed from Defending the Blue Line to United Heroes League, and the website's unitedheroesleague.org, our listeners can go there if they need some sporting goods gear, if you're a military family and you can't afford that, just go on that website and apply, and Shane will ship some equipment out to them. But you're now involved in all sports, so it's not just hockey gear anymore.
Yeah, we've incrementally over the last year expanded out The first edition was baseball. Soccer grew rapidly right after that with the Minnesota United. Basketball was at the same time, and Minnesota Timberwolves and one of their athletes, Tyus Jones, has been a big supporter. We've got some big news with the Vikings that's coming up pretty soon. And basically, our mission is to help keep military kids healthy and active when mom and dad are serving their country. And that bubble will continue to expand into lacrosse. We're starting to carry lacrosse equipment now. Anything to get the kids out from behind the Xbox and outdoors and keep them engaged with their community, I think you'll see fit into our mission in the coming years.
Great goal, Shane. And as anybody knows that has children or grandchildren, anytime they're involved in a sport, it gets expensive. Though some of those bats they're buying these days and some of that other equipment is just unbelievable when I see it.
Yeah, it's unattainable for a lot of folks, and doesn't matter if they're civilian or military. In Minnesota here, our military and the Guard and Reserve have a lot of the same challenges that the general population does, so we're here to help.
So once again, if you're a military family and need help with that, go to UnitedHeroesLeague.org. What's the future hold for you, Shane?
So we've got some big news. Last fall, after we rebranded, we purchased 50 acres of land adjacent to our current facility in Hastings. And right now we're working on a development plan to build a brick-and-mortar sports center along with an outdoor sports complex down there, and just want to put permanent stake in the ground and bring that asset to Minnesota military families as well as families from coast to coast.
One last question for you, Shane. We talked in the first segment about when you announced to your wife that you were going to start this and you didn't know if you'd ever get paid, and she wanted to have your head checked out maybe. What'd she think about this sports complex and all the changes?
Well, we swing for the fences all the time, and that's kind of how I live my life personally. I think with this one, she's like, you've accomplished so much, won awards from the White House and turned this into a big deal. So I think she was my first sale on the idea of bringing the dream to reality.
Well, Shane, keep up the good work, and be looking forward to seeing you next time to see what other adventures you're involved with. And thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Tom.
Shane Hudella from United Heroes League on Minnesota Military Radio. Joining me now is Master Sergeant Blair Houstons, the NCO in charge of the Minnesota National Guard's public affairs teams. Sergeant Houstons, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Sergeant Houston, it's August, and that means that the Minnesota State Fair is right around the corner, and we've got a big day coming out there on August 29th, our Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair.
That's right. It's our seventh year that the State Fair is doing Military Appreciation Day.
And we've got a theme this year that's a pretty important one, because the 34th Red Bull Infantry Division is celebrating an anniversary.
They are. It's the 100th anniversary of the Minnesota's Red Bull, and we've been celebrating all year. This is just one of the bigger events that we're going to be focusing on.
So that's going to be Tuesday, August 29th at the Minnesota State Fair. What kind of activities, and when does it all start?
Well, the activities will kick off at 8 o'clock in the morning, but our big ceremony is at 9:45 at the Liney Lodge. We do the ceremony every year, but this year, obviously, we're focusing on the Red Bulls. We're going to have a large reenlistment with some of our Red Bulls, and we're also going to highlight the history of the 34th Infantry Division during that ceremony.
And for our listeners, if they go to Minnesota Military Radio and listen to the show from last week, we went all through the legendary 34th Infantry Division and 100 years of outstanding performance, and that'll get them up to date on that. But what else is happening on that day, Sergeant Houston?
Well, we've got two really big places in the fair that we're going to be operating out of this year. The first one is at Dan Patch Park, which has formerly been known as Carousel Park. We're going to be running from 8 to 4, and we'll have some educational booths there with a lot of military supportive organizations who help out military members and veterans. We're also going to have some entertainment on the stage there all day, especially for some of our younger kids. And then at Expo Place, which is located in the northern part of the State Fair, we're going to have some more activities, including an obstacle course and some pedal carts that people are able to drive around. We're also going to be focusing up there on helping our military members tell their stories. So we're going to be recording some stories of military members and veterans.
Is there going to be a little parade out there this year, ma'am?
There will be. I will be participating in the 2 o'clock parade that the fair does every day. But this year on Tuesday, it'll be focused on our military members and highlighting our Red Bulls.
And I understand there's a few Red Bull soldiers that'll be re-enlisting.
Yeah, we're hoping about 100 of them and their families will come out for that morning program at 9:45.
It'll be a great day for veterans from all over Minnesota to converge on the Minnesota State Fair on Tuesday, August 29th. Get there early. And starts again at the Liney Lodge, is that right?
It does, yes.
And so that starts, I think you said, at 9:30, and there's festivities all day, and be fun to meet a lot of our Red Bull soldiers out there at the Minnesota State Fair.
We're looking forward to it.
All right, ma'am, we appreciate you calling in. I hope you have a great day at the Minnesota Great Get-Together, Tuesday, August 29th. And part of that, if they want to come to the Twin Cities News Talk booth, we'll be recording 2 shows for Minnesota Military Radio. Master Sergeant Hudgens, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
We have one mention today. Join the Minnesota Medal of Honor Memorial on August 17th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. for a paddleboat boat cruise down the St. Croix River. Guest speakers will be Medal of Honor recipient Tom Kelly and his Navy wife, Joan Kelly. Come early to walk through the Mobile Riverine Association Force Museum. For more information, visit mnmohmem.org or the memorial's Facebook page. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Den Gardner, Shane Hudella, Master Sergeant Blair Hudgens, Commissioner Larry Shelledo of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we record from Bunker Hills Golf Club for this year's Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at Minnesota MilitaryRadio.com.